Vayigash, and he drew near. Genesis chapter 44, verse 18. Then Judah drew near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant now speak a word into thy Lord's ears, and let not thy wrath be kindled against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have ye a father or a brother? And he answered, My Lord, We have a father that is old, and a young child, which he begot in his age, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. Now thou saidst unto thy servants, Bring him unto me, that I may set mine eye before him. And he answered, My Lord, The child cannot depart from his father, for if he leave his father would die. Then saidst thou unto thy servant, Except your younger brother come down with you, look in my face no more. So when we came unto thy servant, unto our father, and showed him what my Lord had said, and our father said unto us, Go again and buy us a little food. Then we answered, We cannot go down, but if our youngest brother go with us, then will we go down, for we may not see the man's face, except our younger brother be with us. Then thy servant, my father, said unto us, You know that my wife bare me two sons, and the one went from me, and I said, Of a surety he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. Now ye take this also away from me. If death take him, then ye shall bring my gray head in sorrow to the grave. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant, my father, and the child be not with us, seeing that his life dependeth on the child's life, then when he shall see that the child is not come, he will die. So shall thy servant bring down the gray head of thy servant our father with sorrow to the grave. Doubtless thy servant became surety for the child to my father. And if I bring him not unto thee again, then I will bear the blame unto my father forever. Now therefore, I pray thee, let me thy servant abide for the child as a servant to my Lord, and let the child go up with his brethren. For how can I go up to my father, if the child be not with me, unless I would see the evil that shall come upon my father? Chapter 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all that stood by him, and he cried, Have forth every man from me. And there tarried not one with him, while Joseph uttered himself unto his brethren. And he wept and cried, so that the Egyptians heard, the house of Pharaoh heard also. Then Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? But his brethren could not answer him, for they were astonished at his presence. Again Joseph said to his brethren, Come near, I pray you, to me. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold unto Egypt. Now therefore, be not sad, neither grieved with yourselves, that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you for your preservation. For now 2 years of famine have been through the land, and 5 years are behind, wherein neither shall be eating nor harvest. Wherefore God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in this land, and to save you alive by a great deliverance. Now then you send me not hither, but God, who hath made me a father unto Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste you, and go up to my father, and tell him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and shalt be near me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy sheep, and thy beasts, and all that thou hast. Also I will nourish thee there, for yet remaineth 5 years of famine, lest thou perish through poverty, thou and thy household, all that thou hast. and behold, your eyes do see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that my mouth speaketh to you. Therefore, tell my father of all mine honor in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and make haste and bring my father hither. Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them, and afterward his brethren talked with him. And the tidings came to Pharaoh's house, so that they said, Joseph's brethren are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, Say to thy brethren, This do ye, lay your beasts and depart, go to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your household, and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat of the fat of the land. And I command ye, thus do ye, take ye chariots out of the land of Egypt for your children and for your wives, and bring your father, and come. Also, regard not your stuff, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them chariots according to the commandment of Pharaoh. And he gave them victuals also for the journey. He gave them all, none except, change of raiment. But unto Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 suits of raiment. And unto his father likewise he sent 10 he asses laden with the best things of Egypt, and 10 she asses laden with wheat and bread and meat for his father by the way. So sent he his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, Fall not out by the way. Then they went up from Egypt and came unto the land of Canaan, and Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he also is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart failed, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. But when he saw the chariots which Joseph had sent to carry him, then the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, I have enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him, yet I die. Genesis chapter 46. Then Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifice unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in a vision by night, saying, Jacob, Jacob, who answered, I am here. Then he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Then Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father and their children and their wives in their chariots, which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came to Egypt, both Jacob and his sons with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel, which came unto Egypt, even Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and all the sons of Reuben, Hanoch, Pelu, and Hezron, and Carmi, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jechin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. Also the sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. Also the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. Also the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puva, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Zered, and Elon, and Jahilir. And these be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Padan Aram, and his daughter Dinah. All the souls of the sons and his daughters were 33. Also the sons of Gad, Ziphion, and Haggi, Shuni and Esbon, Eri and Arodi, Ari-Li, also the sons of Asher, Jimna and Ishua, and Isil and Beriah and Sarah, their sister, and the sons of Beriah and Eber, Melchior. These are the children of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, were Joseph and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, and Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, prince of On, bare unto him. Also the sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, Ashbel, and Gera, Naaman, Ahi, Rosh, Mupim, and Hupim, and Ard. And these are the sons of Rachel, which were born unto Jacob, 14 souls in all. Also the sons of Dan, Hushini, and the sons of Naphtali, Jazil, and Guni, and Jezer, and Shilem. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob in all 7 souls. All the souls that came with Jacob unto Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's wives' sons, were in the whole 66 souls. Also the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls, so that all the souls of the house of Jacob which came into Egypt are 70. And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph, to direct his way unto Goshen. And they came unto the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot, and went up to Goshen to meet his Israel, his father, and presented himself unto him, and fell on his neck, and wept upon his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, Let now me die, since I have seen thy face, and thou art yet alive. Then Joseph said to his brethren and to his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh, and tell him, My brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, because they are shepherders. They have brought their sheep and their cattle, and all they have. And if Pharaoh call you and ask, What is your trade? That you shall say, Thy servants are men occupied about cattle, from our childhood even unto this time, both we and our fathers, that ye may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every sheep keeper is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Genesis chapter 47. Then came Joseph and told Pharaoh and said, My father and my brethren and their sheep and their cattle and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And Joseph took part of his brethren, even 5 men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, What is your trade? And they answered Pharaoh, Thy servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers. They said moreover unto Pharaoh, For to sojourn in the land are we come, for thy servants have no pasture for the sheep. So sore is the famine in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. Then spake Pharaoh to Joseph, saying, Thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best place of the land make thy father and thy brethren to dwell. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if thou knowest that there be men of activity among them, make them rulers over my cattle. Joseph also brought Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob saluted Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said unto Jacob, How old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, The whole time of my pilgrimage is 130 years. Few and evil have the days of my life been, and I have not attained unto the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimages. And Jacob took leave of Pharaoh and departed from the presence of Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them possessions in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, even in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread, even to the young children. Now there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was exceedingly sore. So the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan were famished by reason of the famine. And Joseph gathered all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the corn which they bought, and Joseph laid the money in Pharaoh's house. So when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, then all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die before thee? For our money is spent." Then said Joseph, "Bring your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle if your money be spent." So they brought their cattle unto Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread for the horses, and for their flocks of sheep, and for the herds of cattle, and for the asses. So he fed them with bread for all their cattle that year. But when the year was ended, they came unto him the second year and said to him, "We will not hide from thy lord that since our money is spent, and thy lord hath the herds of the cattle, there is nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our ground. Why shall we perish in thy sight, both we and our land? Buy us that our land for bread, and we and our land will be bound to Pharaoh. Therefore give us seed that we may live and not die, and that the land go not to waste." So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for the Egyptians sold every man his ground, because the famine was sore upon them. So the land became Pharaoh's, and he removed the people unto the cities, from the one side of Egypt even to the other. Only the land of the priests bought he not, for the priests had an ordinary of the Pharaoh, and they did eat their ordinary, which Pharaoh gave them, wherefore they sold not their ground. Then Joseph said unto the people, "Behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, sow therefore the ground, and of the increase shall you give one-fifth part unto Pharaoh, and four parts shall be yours for seed of the field, and for your meat, and for them of your households, and for your children to eat." Then they answered, "Thou hast saved our lives, let us find grace in thy sight, and we will be Pharaoh's servants." Then Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt unto this day, that Pharaoh should have the fifth part, except the land of the priests only, which was not Pharaoh's.